Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well. Now, I'm going to talk about the plans for this weekend. For me, this is a long weekend, what with it being Easter. Four whole days of pretty much doing what I want to do. And I thought I'm going to go through that and share my plans for the weekend. We're going to talk about growing peas from seed and a few other tasks that we might be able to do over this weekend. So this weekend, we here at the Veg Grower Podcast are going to be very, very busy, to be completely honest with you. We're starting off tomorrow early in the morning. I've got to get up. I've got to load the van up with the lawnmower, the strimmer, and a few other bits and pieces to take down to the allotment. On the way down to the allotment, I've got to stop off at a house on the way to pick up some glass for the greenhouse. Now, I'm not sure on the size of this. Somebody was on Marketplace giving it away for free, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to grab it just in case I need it. If it's not big enough for the second greenhouse I have, it'll probably do the first greenhouse if the worst should happen over the winter. So I'm just grabbing it to go into the shed anyway. Now, while I'm down on the allotment tomorrow, what I'm planning to do is build another potato bed just in front of a greenhouse. This is something that has been in my mind for a while, just because I've noticed I've got a bit of space that I could build another bed. Why not make more use of the land that we have and grow more food. I also realized I needed more area to grow more potatoes this year. So a bit of grass has got to come up, a new bed being built using wood that I already have, and then we're going to grow more potatoes. I've also got to run around with the lawnmower and mulch the grass so that we can then use the grass clippings for mulch, especially around my onions and my garlic. I've actually been down the allotment a few evenings this week doing a bit of weeding, and it's making all the difference, I've got to say. And I'm noticing that onions and garlic are certainly bulbing up and looking really nice. So a good layer of grass clippings will just help contain some of that moisture in them. As I said, we've been down the allotment, I have, a few times this week. Just went down there to do a bit of weeding. We've harvested some rhubarb. We've harvested some purple sprouting broccoli. That's all we've harvested. But I've also noticed my asparagus is starting to show itself as well. So, yeah, look, the allotment is looking very, very productive and going to be very, very productive. Now, Saturday, it's going to be a day in the garden here at home. And it's basically just this whole big tidy up I'm trying to have at the moment. I'm kind of, the allotment I'm happy with. The garden, I just feel there's a lot of tidying up I need to do. I've got to set up the straw bale garden area. I've got several bales of straw now that I'm going to tidy up. I want to go around the lawn edging and just cut that so it looks tidier. Cut the grass as well. And then basically clear out down at the back end of the garden. We're going to be hardening off some of our onion seedlings and rhubarb seedlings. These were sown earlier on in the year. They seem to be doing okay outside. Slugs and snails are being a bit of a problem, but we're dealing with that quite regularly as well. I am finding, like I said, we've gone down the allotment on the evening on the way home from work. I'm also doing a bit of time in the garden in the morning before I go to work. And I'm finding the two work really well together. Just doing simple tasks like pricking out seedlings or watering the greenhouse and so on. It just makes all the time all that more pleasurable. And when I come to a weekend, I can then just concentrate on those big jobs that need doing. Now, Sunday and Monday is going to be dedicated to sowing lots of seeds. Because I'm not using any heated propagators this year, I'm having to sow seeds indoors or in the greenhouse, which is very different to what I'm used to doing. Now, speaking of sowing seeds, I actually want to talk to you about growing peas from seed. I sown our peas from the gift pack today, the Feltham First Early. So thought I'd talk about them. Peas are an absolute great vegetable to grow in a garden or a allotment. They're fairly easy to grow. They don't need a lot of maintenance and they're packed with nutrients. So first of all, we need to prepare our soil. Peas prefer well-draining soil, rich in organic matter, so make sure you dig in plenty of compost or well-rotted manure in the soil before planting. Now, I then like to rake over the soil just to make sure it's all clear and free of weeds and nice little tilth. Then we're going to sow the seeds. Now, I sow these directly into the soil. We could do them in root drainers, but I prefer to do them in the soil at 2.5 centimeters deep, and then try and get them about 2 to 3 centimeters apart, maybe even a bit further, but whatever suits you. You could do them a bit indoors in pots or trays and transplant them later on, especially if you are in a colder area, but they should do okay outside now the weather is warming up. Then all we got to do is just make sure we water them regularly, especially during dry spells. They will soon start to germinate and grow, and as soon as they start to grow, they're going to need some canes in or something for them to climb up. Peas will actually trigger the flowers by the climbing. Please do give them the rods to climb up as soon as possible. It's also worth giving them a bit of a mulch with some sort of mulch material. Compost is a good one, grass clippings or so on, just to help retain some of that moisture in the soil. Now, peas will be ready. The flowers will start to show, and then those flowers will then turn to pods. And these Felton first, what I like to do is just wait until you can sort of see the peas in the pod before we harvest them. Feel the peas in the pod before we harvest them. These aren't a manchetoire, they are a proper pea. So once you can steal them, once you can feel the peas, pick them and shell them and eat them. They are best when they are young, I will say that. If you leave the peas to go old, they tend to go a bit dry and a bit unflavorful. But if you pick them when they're young and tender, they taste better and they do much better in the kitchen. So yeah, that's my advice for how to grow peas. Now, once the peas are finished, what I recommend you do is cut the base off. Leave the base in the ground, but cut the tops off, compost the tops, and leave a base there so that there's some of that nitrogen then goes into the soil. Now, if you are looking for some more tasks to do in the allotment of garden this weekend, I got a few ideas of things that we could do. You could complete your pruning of fruit trees and bushes. It's coming to the end of a season when we can do that, except for stone fruits, of course, but it might be some chance just to finish that off. Weed your beds and borders is another thing. Weeds are starting to grow quite rapidly at the moment, and I am finding that by doing little and often, we are able to keep on top of them. Finish off planting some spring bulbs for a bit of colour later on in the season. Turn your compost or add more compost material to your compost beans. And then finally, just work out your garden plans for this upcoming season. So I think that should give you plenty to go on. As for sowing seeds, I mean, we are at that point now where there's a lot of seeds that we could sow. I have sown the peas. I'll be sowing the cucumbers on Sunday. They will have to be indoors still. Tomatoes we could sow if they're indoors. Radish we could sow. Peas we can sow. Broccoli we could sow. Pretty much everything can be sown at the moment, but tender plants need to be sown either indoors or in an unheated greenhouse. In fact, I would say, apart from carrots or parsnips or peas or anything that you're sowing directly, sow everything indoors just to be certain. And even stuff we're sowing outside, a cold frame helps. Well, that is it for today. Bit of a rambly one all over the place, I know, but I like it when it's like these. I will be back on Sunday. I know sometimes I forget about the Sunday when it's Easter, but I'm certainly hoping to get you one out on Sunday this week, where we're going to talk about the cucumber growing, actually. So come back in for that, guys, and have a good Easter. Have a good weekend. I'll speak to you again next time.